You are listening to BensTorah.com.
End of this week's parasha comes one of the most important and fundamental stories of Am Yisrael, which is the story of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu is doing the Akedah Yitzchak, and he's about to shech the son, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops him from doing it. Interesting enough, there's a very big emphasis in the parasha, this parasha's Akedah, on the location of where the Akedah is going to take place. First of all, it says right away in the beginning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha L'Eretz HaMoriah. He doesn't tell him to do right there and then wherever he is. He tells him, you have to go to Eretz HaMoriah. There you're going to have, then you're going to do the Ma'aseh HaKedah. And he doesn't tell him where. I'm not going to tell you exactly where. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Harbor of Schar, and you don't give exact location where you want to do it to make it a little more difficult. So, but you're emphasizing the fact that you have the location. There's the location of where that case is supposed to be. Probably has to go and search for the location. Probably has to leave his place to go to the location. What's so important about the location of that Akedah? Where that Akedah, the main part is to test Avraham. Will he be willing or not be willing to shech the son? So why do we care so much about the location? We know that the Sata tried to stop Avraham Avinu from going to the location, from the water. The Midrash tells us he was in the water. He made all kinds of challenges of Avraham Avinu not to get the location of that Akedah. What's so important about the location? We know that the location of that Akedah, where was it? That's the Mokom HaMikdash. Har HaMoriah, where eventually will be the Mokom Beis HaMikdash. Why that Akedah needs to be Mokom Beis HaMikdash? I mean, what's the significance? The fact that we know that here's the Mokom HaAvodah, Shras HaShchinah. Here we're talking about a challenge that has nothing to do with the Shras HaShchinah. Has to do with the fact that Avraham Avinu, again, and once again, is being challenged on will he trust the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do whatever he tells him to do. So what is the connection between that Akedah and Beis HaMikdash? And finally, we see Avraham Avinu goes to do this Nisayon, and he's very determined to do it. Why? Because Baruch Hu tells him, when the Malach comes from Shemayim, tells Avraham Avinu, stop from doing it. So Baruch Hu says, it says in the pasuk, "Vayim al tishlach yotcha lanar." Don't stretch your hand and don't do anything. So Rashi says, well, why it says these words? So Rashi says, Rashi, don't check the boy. Omoloi, Avraham told Avraham, so I came here for nothing. Let me take a little bit of blood. Don't do any blemish to him. Why does the Avraham Avinu want to take blood out? I mean, what is the Avraham Avinu saying? What is the Avraham Avinu doing? Because Baruch Hu told him to shech the son. We know that Avraham Avinu doesn't want to do that. As the Hemshech HaParsha, it says that Avraham Avinu complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't understand. So you told me to go do it. You told me to stop. What should I do? Avraham Avinu goes and he's determined to do something. Let's take a little bit of blood. And then the end of the parsha, it says that Avraham Avinu goes and checks the ayah. He can't take the Yitzchak, checks the ayah. We're being mentioned here the idea that the ayah replaces it, so we'll get back to the Beis Hashem in the Shir. But again, Avraham Avinu is Chas Hashem, just to get to exaggerate the story. Avraham Avinu is running to get some blood. Chas Hashem is bloodthirsty. He needs to have something over there happening. It's over. It's over. What's going on in the Akedah? Why is the location so important? And why is it so important that Avraham Avinu wants to do it? What's going on? So we'll start with the concept. We know that, as we said, the Akedah Yitzchak is happening in the Mokom HaMikdash. What is unique about Mokom HaMikdash? What's special, unique about Mokom HaMikdash? It says, when the bracha is given to Binyamin, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ben kseifa of shochet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is between the shoulders of Binyamin. From here, the Gemara says that the Mokam HaMikdash is not as high as you would think it is. It says, David HaMelech wanted to make the Beis HaMikdash in a very high place. Ein Eitom. Then came the Nevu with Nafsa HaNavi, tell him, now don't do it so high, go a little bit lower. And that's what Mokam HaMikdash should be. As it says in the Ponzi Bebin Yamin, big safe of Shachet, that the mint is supposed to be between the shoulders and not so high. What does it mean? Kadrava. Eretz Yisrael Goyim Kol HaRotz says Yerushalayim Gavoya. So now Yerushalayim is the highest place. Obviously, it doesn't mean physically, it means spiritually. You would think the Beis HaMikdash should be in a higher place. What? Why? What does it mean? It can't be in the highest place. It has to go down to where the shoulders are. So the pshat is that the Beis HaMikdash represents not the highest place in the world. The Beis HaMikdash represents the connection of the world above and the world below. Makom HaMikdash is, as Yaakov Avinu calls it, Vezeh Shar HaShamayim. It's the gate to heaven. It's the makom of the connection of the Shamayim arts. That's where these two meet. Heaven and earth meet in Makom HaMikdash, Har Moriah. It says that the Aron Eino Min HaMidah. The Aron, which is the center of Beis HaMikdash, that's where you have the Aron HaKodesh, doesn't take any space. If you go and measure the space of Kodesh HaKodashim, you will never find the space stays the same when the Aron is in there, when the Aron is not there. So we always mention Moshe Shapiro Zichatzal Nevoch used to say, what's the shot on that? The idea is that concept of space and time are only in this world below. Up there in Shemaim, we don't have a concept of space or time. When you are in a place of the connection of the place where these two areas engage, then also here you don't have a concept of location. There's no problem of location, of space. There's no space because here Aron is Makom of the connection of Shemaim. In Shemaim, you don't have a concept of space. So here in the place of Aron, this place where the Shemaim Nashke Adai, it's like Makom Shemaim, good morning, Bobasso. The place where Makom Aron, the Shemaim Nashke Adai, the place where they kiss each other, so to speak, the Makom of a location is Makom Migdush, has brought down the first Shemaim Bobasso. That's the place. So you have a little bit Shemaim thing over here in Makom Migdush. It's Einam in Amidah. There's no, doesn't take any space. We have, the idea is always that the Makom HaMikdash is the place where these things meet. Under the Aron, what's under the Aron? Or when there was no Aron in Beis HaMikdash Sheni, what do we have? Evan Ashtia. What's Evan Ashtia? The rock that the whole world was created from. From here, the world started. What does it mean? So to speak, obviously not literally, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started from here. You have, we're talking about, busy the last few weeks, about the concept they have a place, the Olam, the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have a place of human being. And our challenge is to connect the two places. Where is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'm giving a place to human being. Where does that start from? Look, Evan Ashtia. Here is Bimeno Hushtas Olam. He created a place, a location. From here, then it says, the Chazal tells us, then the whole world started formulating from that center place called Evan Ashtia. This is the beginning of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, says, my location ends here, starts the location of human beings.
Yeah.
That is what's called, that's because of Evan Ashtia. This is that's the place of meeting. That's what you have here. In general, a human being represents the world in general, right? Human being represents that we have over here a world of the Adam is Olam Katan. He's the world in general. When Adam represents, what Adam represents, the head of the Adam is the Mishkan HaNeshama. That's what the Neshama is. The head belongs to the Yoyin. The Guf, the body, belongs to Tachtoni. Spoke about it recently in the Shur Machshon Nadav that we find in Eruvin. And when you have to figure out the location of Adam, Mor tells us, how do you figure it out? It's three amas, the height of Adam, plus one amma, where a person could take things from the bottom to the top or stretch. Says the Tosis over there, the three amas of the Adam is not the height of the Adam completely. It's the height of the Adam excluding his head. It's his body without his head. What do you mean a body without the head? You talk about Adam, so talk with it. Why should you measure the height of a person without his head? And that's what you measure who the Adam is. So the answer is because the head is really a spiritual concept. The head is where the neshama is. And I want to take about the Adam who's Gufni, who belongs to this world, then, and you talk about the Adam himself, that's the bottom three amas. The bottom three amas is the Guf, the body. That's the physical Adam that's functioning in this world. The one that functions, that his mafia, that starts the Adam, is his neshama, his moyach, his brain. That's a spiritual thing. That's a higher thing. Right? The main function of the brain is something you can't see and feel. Right? The brain cells work. You don't really see it. The other pulus you have is in the Adam of the body. So the neshama belongs to the head. The guf is below. Where is the connection between the two? The connection is the neck. The neck, the tzavar, is what connects the head to the body. By the way, it's brought down to shechita. The whole idea of shechita is separating the head from the body. And even by behemo, you don't really have the katz of neshama. If you have a different of a nefesh, so the behemo who is, let's say, in lieu of Adam, you separate the head from the guf, because the guf is what the tikkun, and the head is something else. Okay, that gained too much into that. But you have over here a head and you have a body. And the place of connection between the head and the body is the neck. That's the connection. Beis HaMikdash is called Kemigdal David Savorich. The Beis HaMikdash is called a neck. It's a place of connection. That's why Beis HaMikdash is not in the highest place, Rabbi Yom. It's been safe, it's between the shoulders, where the neck stands. That's where the Beis HaMikdash is. Because the Beis HaMikdash represents the neck, not the head, not the body, the connection between the two. Tovah Melech wanted to put the Beis HaMikdash in the highest place. Well, no. Highest place, that's the head. I'm not in the head. The Beis HaMikdash represents the connection. The Shara Shamayim. That's what Beis HaMikdash is all about. So that's why Beis HaMikdash is the tzavar, the neck, the Mokah HaMikdash, is Chibur Shamayim V'aretz. That's why it's being safer. So that's the idea of Beis HaMikdash. So now that we know that, let's take a step forward to understand what's going on over here in the Akedah Yitzchak. When Avram has to go and Shecht Yitzchak, we spoke about this in the past from a different angle. We'll take it to connect it to things that we spoke about in the last few weeks. We know that Adam has what he needs to accomplish in the world. And then you have what a Kesh Boruch Hu is so to speak doing in the world. And this is the duality that you have in the world. You have the Kesh Boruch Hu's power and our power. Spoke about it, Pashas Bereishis, that's base Reishis, the two Reishis we have. Pashas Noach, that was the struggle during Mabul, during Palago. Right? And last week we went into the Lech Lecha. Kesh Boruch Hu tells Adam, you have to leave, go to your own place. You need to create your own place. The Adam is Poyel. What does Adam do? What does Adam create? What does Adam achieve in this world? And the world to come is the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where you get your reward of what you did. You don't accomplish anything in the world to come. And the world to come is the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our place is here in Olam Hazeh, meaning our place of achieving, of creating. We create, we're achieving, then we can connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world to come. As the Rambam says, what's the main goal in the world to come? Tzadikim Yoishu V'nenem V'ziv Hashchina. You're sitting in the world and you're enjoying Kesh Boruch. So the Ma'az is where we opayel, and the Ma'az is where we get. We mentioned here many times the concept. The Yitzchak Avinu, what does Yitzchak Avinu represent? I always said here this story that my father, when he went to Rav Hutner as a kid, he went to Rav Hutner as a young child, and Rav Hutner told him, what are you learning? So he said, I'm learning the Akedah in school, in yeshiva. So while you're learning the Akedah, very nice. What do you think is the pinnacle of the Akedah? What is the highest place? Where is the highlight of the Akedah? So he says, it's when Avraham was about to shecht the child, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, no, don't shecht. He stops him. Right? That's the right? The advertisement to the show of the Akedah, Chas Hashem, to compare it, is you see Avraham with a knife and tap. Said Rav Udna to my father, no, that's not the main part of the Akedah. The main part of the Akedah is when Avraham Avinu takes the ram, the isle, and shechts him instead of Yitzchak. Why is that so pivotal? It's so important. So my father asked, Rav Udna, when you grow, you'll understand. Many years later, my father told us that he thinks the explanation is as follows. The Pasuk tells us, V'zochayti is B'risi Avraham, V'av is B'risi Yitzchak, Yav is B'risi Avraham Eskor. I'll remember the covenant with Yaakov, remember the covenant with Yitzchak, and I'll remember the covenant with Avraham. That's the Parashat B'chukah you say. Next to Avraham, it says V'zocharti, I'll remember. Next to Yaakov, it says V'zocharti. I mean, by Yaakov, it says Zocharti, by Avraham, it says Eskor. By Yitzchak, it doesn't say Schir, it doesn't say the word remember. Says Rashi on the spot, why does it mention Schir next to Yitzchak? Because Ephraim shel Yitzchak tzavur umunach lefon gebam mizbech, the ashes of Yitzchak are right in front of him in the mizbech. The ashes of Yitzchak? What ashes of Yitzchak? Yitzchak lived a long life. He wasn't going to mizbech. So the answer is, he didn't go to mizbech, but the ayil did, the ram did. And the ram replaced Yitzchak. And this is really what Ramban tells us regarding korbanos in general. All korbanos are representing us. It's in lieu of Adam. So if Adam going on his back, the Kerman goes on his back. So when Yitzchak goes on his back and he was replaced by the ayil is considered to be as if Yitzchak did go on his back. That's the insight. Big insight. But what I want is the next stage after that. So now that you know that Yitzchak is on the Mizbech, and he was shechted by that with ayil, so what is Yitzchak doing alive after that? He's basically was shechted. The ayil represented him. He's continuing to live. He's continuing to live as what? And he's continuing to live as if he is in Chias HaMesim. He's living in the world to come. What does it mean living in the world to come? Chazal tells us in Sefer HaZoyer, the Yitzchak, the word Yitzchak is the letters, the word Ketz Chai, end of life. The life, the Ketz, the end where everybody's going to live. Yitzchak is a living person in Olam Haba. After that Ketz, from here on, Yitzchak Avinu is considered to be living in Olam Haba. That's what Yitzchak Avinu presents. Completion. Shleimus, Tmimus, says that when a Roman would take Yitzchak out of Eretz Yisrael, people told him you can't take him out of Eretz Yisrael. Why? He's Oilu Tmimu. He's a carbon. He went straight up to Shemayim. That's who Yitzchak is. Yitzchak represents the world above. We spoke about one of the years, Yitzchak Avinu represents the Amud HaAvoida, he's the Avoida. What's the ultimate goal of the Avoida? To reach, to get to the Mabah. So he achieved that. He represents the Avoida and the Tachlis of the Avoida and the ultimate goal of the Avoida. He reaches the world to come. Yitzchak is living in the Mabah. That's what he represents. Avraham Avinu, on the other hand, what does he represent? Avraham Avinu represents Olam Hazeh, is this world. Avraham Avinu, it says, what Avinu was his. What Avraham Avinu in general is called Avraham, as we learned at the end of last week's parasha, because Avraham is the numeric value of Ramach, 248. As Rashi tells us, Kishbo told Avraham Avinu, if you do the Milah, you will become Shalem, you will become perfected in your body. Your body will be perfected. Avraham Avinu takes the physical, as we mentioned, Avraham Avinu, who gave the name Avraham Avinu? Avraham. The main name is Terach. She's a Kishbuch who added the hay. That's what Avraham Avinu represents. Represents you taking this world and you connecting a hay to it. You're taking this world and you're elevating it. You're taking Olam Hazeh and using it correctly. It's Olam Hazeh. Aram Avinu was the biggest Baal Tshuva, he's running after the Baal Tshuva. He's running a Baal Tshuva program. Right? Mikarev Sanashim. Sorry, Mikarev Sanashim. That's what he's doing. Aram Avinu represents, Aram Avinu is the one who's working, the one who's bringing about the concept of Olam Hazeh B'Shleimus, perfecting what we have in this world. Yitzchak through the work of this world, but he represents Olam Haba, the world to come. Yitzchak is there. By the way, that's why Yitzchak is Loshon Osid, is a future tense. Yitzchak in the future, because he represents the future. He presents there. That's the difference between Avram and Yitzchak. So Avram is representing this world, while Yitzchak is representing that world. In general, our basic understanding is that world depends on us, and only on us. We need to get to the next world. If we will do it, and do it right, we will get there. And if we will not do it, we won't get there, or we will get there through difficulties. We'll be challenged to get there, but it depends only on the other. That is the outlook of a human being in general. It depends on what we do. And that's the correct approach most of the time. You need to achieve. It's your responsibility. That's the whole idea of the judgment. That's how Reb Chaim basically brings about this subject of the duality in the Bria, the duality in the world. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu running the world and a human being running the world. So the Reb Chaim tells us, and what happens if human beings are not acting correctly? What happens if human beings are not able to achieve and reach what they need to get to? What do we do then? What happens then? So that's where Rambam introduces the concept of Hanhogas Hayichud. What's Hanhogas Hayichud? Kadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, is running the world. He allows us to try to achieve it on our own. But if we're not able to achieve it on our own, he's going to interfere, and get it done. The Geula is going to come. We have a time, a exact date that there will be a Geula. It may come earlier, but it will not come later. So Reb Chaim says, what happens if the world is not ready? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that it's ready. So we are in control to a certain degree. At the end of the day, you always need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get involved. You always need the assistance. We always mention that the pshat says in the Gemara that Yitzhar Shalodim is Gabriel of Bechoyim Mavakesh Lamisri. The Yitzhar tries to destroy a person. You could do as much, but you do to a certain extent, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do. There is always intervention of above, telling you you're not 100% control. You're half of some control HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. But really, Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. And then, when Avraham Avinu is going to do a Akedah of Yitzchak, it's a little different than we spoke in previous years, but it really goes back to the same Nakud. Anybody wants to listen to the previous shiurim, it's all Torah anytime. But Avraham Avinu is controlling Yitzchak. That represents that Avraham Avinu is controlling the destiny of Olam Haba. He controls. He is in control of it. He represents, Avraham Avinu represents Olam Hazeh, this world. Yitzchak represents Olam Haba. Your Olam Haba depends on who? Only on you. Avraham Avinu is in control of Yitzchak. He brings Yitzchak to the world and he can shecht Yitzchak. And that's what that Kedah resembles. You are, Avraham Avinu represents Olam Hazeh, Yitzchak represents Olam Haba. And it's in control of Avraham Avinu to control Yitzchak Avinu. Meaning, the Midah of this world controls the world to come. It only depends on you. So Avraham Avinu is going to shecht Yitzchak to represent this concept. Shmuel tells him, Al tishtach yod chalanar, v'al tashtoy mumu. No, don't do it. He says, Avraham Avinu, let me just take a little blood out. No, you don't take any blood. You're not in control at all. There is some hafka that you're supposed to do. But at the end of the day, it all goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then he intervenes. He's the one who's actually going to bring the world to the Geula. You need to do your part. You have to go to the Eretz Maria and pick up the knife and tie up Yitzchak. But at the end of the day, it's not you. The Malach intervenes in the middle. By the way, as we realize this today, usually a Malach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, does not appear to somebody in the middle that he's doing something. You realize that. Always there's a Nevuah before. The Nevuah comes before Maaseh. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes to the Navi, tells him, go do X, Y, Z. He goes and does it, or doesn't do it, and then goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him, and there is a repercussion. Did you do it? He didn't do it. So down in Nevi'im, Rabbi Shaul HaMelech, when Shaul became a king, and the Nevi'im, when they got Nevuah, they would become naked, falling on the ground. They couldn't even stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Nevi'im later, obviously not Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's a time where the Navi and Kadosh Baruch Hu are discussing, and then there's a time we're not. In general, it always comes before. Right? But Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu before he goes into power, go to power this, go to power that. There's one time that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu while he's in the house of power, right before Makkos Bechoris. One time. Generally gives him instructions before. Then after Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Pa, he goes out and he speaks to Hashem. He tells Pa, I'm going to go talk to Hashem. We're not talking right now when I'm in the middle of talking to you. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu to hit the Sela. All the Rishon, I'm not going to hit the river right now. He goes, he does something wrong over there. Then he goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, tells him. He doesn't stop in the middle. Because eventually, the mice you do in this world is the mice of the other. Who gives you instructions before, gives you repercussions after. But when you're doing, you're on your own. That's in general. Who sends the Navi? Who sends Yoina Navi? He goes. Afterwards, he comes and starts punishing. Not doing the mice. Here by Avraham Avinu, you have an intervention in the middle of the mice. Avraham Avinu is picking up the knife, and Kadosh Baruch Hu in the middle doesn't stop. Usually, even when you have a nevuah and you have a communication with Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has its limits. Because we're in this world, this world of Adam. Sometimes I go up to Shemayim, the Novi, so to speak, goes to Shemayim, speaks to Hashem, comes down to earth, I'm on my own. The revelation over here by Akedah Zitzchak was that Kadosh Baruch Hu is here also. It's not your place only. Kadosh Baruch Hu is here too. In this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu is intervening. Kadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings. Avraham Avinu is the middle of the Maaseh, Shechti his son, and Kadosh Baruch Hu comes there in the middle of the Maaseh. Wait, this is my place. It's not your place. Kadosh Baruch Hu is here too. That's why. That's the concept of that Akedah. Avraham Avinu is going, Shechti Yitzchak, first the Olam Hazeh controls Olam Haba. And that's the reason that Avraham Avinu is so determined to do it. Because that's the representation over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know. There is the revelation here is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is here as well. This revelation comes where? In Mokom Beis HaMikdash. In the place where Shammai and Va'aretz connect. In the place of this world and the world above connect. Because you're coming to show that they're connected and they're one. So it's shown over here in this place. That's the Mokom HaMikdash. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, you have to go. We're going to come and represent. We're going to go and demonstrate what exactly is the chibur between Shammai and Va'aretz. How does a guy that doesn't work? So where is that chibur being demonstrated? In Mokom HaMikdash. Har Moriah. That's why it's so important for Avraham Avinu to go there. That's why that needs to be there. That's why it is Mokom HaMikdash. Because it's all the same thing. Because Mokom HaMikdash is Mokom Chibur Shemayim Ha'aretz. And what the Akedah is doing is connecting Shemayim Ha'aretz. Connecting Shemayim to the Ha'aretz. To where the Ha'aretz used to be. That's the revelation. The Chol comes out from this Akedah. So the Maisa for us, we come out from this concept is that we have to do our Ishtamos. That's for sure. But at the end of the day, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu running the show. We're in the middle of a day where everybody's trying to see what happened, what's going on. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is controlling it. You do your Ishtamos, you have to do your little bit. But at the end of the day, the one who runs the world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what that Kedah shows us. You can do whatever you want, but then the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes in the middle. Al tishlach chana. We'll make sure that everything comes to where it needs to be. And then after everything, and after all the ishtalis and the work that we do, we always have to do hashlech yehavcha Hashem. You have to put your bitachon and your reliance on Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he's running the show.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.